Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and the name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. And the reason it's called Embracing Your Essence is it's all about you, who you are, who you are at your soul level, how you can live your life, and how you can have the happiest, most joyful life ever. And that's the whole point of the show, is I just help you with certain strategies to help you become you. Tonight, we are going to be talking about manifesting miracles. But before we get to that, let me just welcome you again. And let me know when you're here. Make a comment or two, and hopefully we don't have any issues with our comments tonight. We did last week in one of the groups I was in. But let me know if you are visiting with me right now. It's looking a little weird just the way it's looking right now. So we'll see. Oh, good. Georgine, Christine, good. I'm glad. I always get a little bit worried when we have tech issues like we did last week for a little bit. So it's wonderful. I'm happy to see you guys. Hi, Nick. Nice to see you. Hi, Darlene. Thank you. Yes, my day was good. I hope yours was too. So, hi, Joy. Oh, good. Whew, I'm so happy when my tech works. It's just, you know, it's like a miracle. So we're going to be talking about miracles tonight. So before I get to the details about miracles, we are going to be talking about manifesting miracles and how to open a pathway for more miracles. And we're going to discuss several shifts to help you move into that divine universal energy of limitless abundance. I just love that phrase, divine universal energy of limitless abundance. I have to focus when I'm saying it, but I really like that energy. So I'm Colleen van der Zijden, as I said earlier, and I am live on the Lilydale Assembly page, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated page, and my own page, Colleen van der Zijden, medium and intuitive life coach. And I was thinking about the Lilydale summer season because we are in the new year. We are planning the new summer season. I'm not quite sure how it's all going to work yet given the COVID situation, but we are planning for either or, you know, if we're going to do something similar to what we did last year where workshops are online or if there will be a mix. I think there's a lot of options out there, and they'll make a decision fairly soon, I would think, within the next few months. But anyway, to find out more about summer season, it's likely they'll be posting most of those things on the Lilydale Assembly Incorporated Facebook page. Lilydaleassembly.org website may not be yet organized for the summer, so I was thinking about those things today and wanted to tell you about that. And so for those of you who don't know who I am, I'm a registered medium at Lilydale, and as mediums, we connect in with the people on the other side. I'm also a certified intuitive life coach, and that's where I help people create a better life, basically. And I want to thank all of you who did join me last week for my free class, Courageously You, for Less Stress and More Joy. We had a lot of fun. I had a great time. I got some really wonderful messages from people who very much enjoyed it. And then I also announced that I'm starting a new group, a coaching group, called Courageously You. Today is the last day to sign up. However, we are going to start next week, Thursday night next week. And what we're going to be doing in that group is 8 weeks of Zoom coaching in a small group setting where we're going to be implementing the strategies and magical mind games from my Happy and Unstoppable online course, as well as other strategies as well, given whatever circumstances we end up talking about. So if you're interested in moving into some kind of group coaching, I do have this opportunity for you. The information is pinned to the top of my page, Colleen van der Zijden, medium and intuitive life coach, and you can read more about it there. It's basically to help you be happier and have a limitless life. So that's what we're going to be doing. It's going to be lots of fun. So hello, Cheryl. Hi, Dana, Tracy, Michelle, Ray, Beth, Leanne. Look at all you guys. you want to have my thing in person. Wouldn't that be fun? And Marla. Hi, Marla. I feel like I haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, thanks. I'm glad you guys liked the class. I had fun. I thought it was so much fun. And I think I'll probably do it again, probably in the fall. You know, we'll do it again and see if I add more things to it. Probably will, knowing me, but we might do it again. So today, what we're going to do is we are going to talk about manifesting miracles. And when I think of that, just think of manifesting miracles, I actually feel excited. And many of you know that doesn't take much to get me excited. But I get excited about this. because it feels like I can do whatever I want, no matter what my rational mind says, that even if something seems impossible, it's really not. And here's the short story. That's all true. Anything that you want, it's not impossible, basically. Okay, as long as we're not, violating physical laws. You know, I would love to fly, but there are other alternatives. You know, we can go on a plane. You've got those jetpacks now. All sorts of things you can do. But anyway, so as long as we're working with the physical laws as well, we can pretty much do anything. So I was thinking about this, manifesting miracles. What is a miracle? Many years ago now, I was working on a woman. I would do healing work, and I was working on this woman who had a brain tumor, and she was seriously ill. She had been suffering for quite some time, and I was kind of a last-ditch effort, as is so frequently the case when somebody wants healing. And so I actually went to her, brought my table with her to do the healing with her. And she got on my table. I started working. I explained how it was going to work. Within 5 minutes, she hopped off the table. She said, "Thanks, I feel great." And I was like, "Whoa, that was only 5 minutes. Do you want more?" She goes, "Nope, that's enough." And then she left. And then about 6 weeks later, I got another phone call from her asking if she could have another healing. And so I met her again, and I said, "So, how'd it go?" She said, "This was the 6 weeks I have had. I felt so good. I felt wonderful. So I want another healing." So we did the healing. I'm waiting. She made it about 6 or 7 minutes before she hopped up. So she hopped up and left, and I never heard from her again. I assumed she had passed because she was really sick. And then last summer, we have a mutual friend who said to me that she's still alive. She's great. And this was many years ago I did this healing. She's still alive. She's great. And her whole family thinks it's because of me that she's alive. Now, granted, I was getting her in the healing space, but I'm only a channel, and I'll take no credit for that. No credit for that. I just helped her get into that healing space. So that is a miracle. You know, something happens that we don't expect that's amazing. Years ago, I was struggling with infertility. I've told a little story before, but I want to do it from a different angle here for a second. I'm struggling with infertility. I was really sad one night, and I felt this baby's body sitting on my lap, but there was no physical baby body there. So I could feel the weight of the body on my lap, leaning against my chest. I could feel hair under my chin. It was the strangest thing. And I had this message that, you know, at this time next year, you'll have a baby, which wasn't looking like it could happen, because if I got pregnant at that point, there was no time that I would have a baby big enough a year from that moment. But as it turned out, short story here, I ended up adopting my son. And a year later, he was big enough to sit here because he was a big kid. So that was kind of a miracle as well, to get this message from spirit. I was in a head-on collision, car collision, in 2007 or 9, I can't remember which year. I'm not dead. That's a miracle. There are so many things that are miracles. We have profound stories. You know, I could tell you many more healing stories where I have witnessed miracles that I cannot even believe. And it's amazing to me every single time. I get excited over little things, as you know, and big things too. So here's a little one for you. I was on the beach searching for shells, as I frequently do, and I said out loud, if I can manifest these great shells, how about manifesting some money here? And within a minute, I found a penny on the beach, this gigantic beach with all these stones and everything on it, and I found this penny, and I laughed. I thought that was really funny. So that was kind of a miracle, too. Miracles are what I call mystical moments. You know, something happens that may not be explainable by our human logic. There's a quality to a miracle that makes us feel connected to a greater power, like we're one with this power. We've gone beyond the physical limitations, even. I talk about physical laws. Sometimes we can go beyond those things, and we end up transcending everyday life. You know, we start to feel divinely guided and that our path is actually clear. When we experience a miracle, little, big, medium, whatever they are, we get this glimpse of the divine. We're aware of that moment of limitless connection and the abundance. we've stepped into that magical, mystical moment where we are literally one with spirit, God, universal energy. Miracle is an interesting word. When we say something is a miracle, it's usually because we don't expect it to happen. It may not be logical. Our experiences may have led us to believe that it's impossible. It's just not going to be. We've made miracle be a word that signifies profound, and it does, unbelievable, and it can be, and also rare. What if, and Helen, if you're here, I know you like my what if. What if miracles are normal and natural? What if they're all around us, but we are just not aware of them? When we think about this, you're reading my mind, Nick. We just need to pay attention. I think I'm going to say that in about 5 seconds. No, isn't it miraculous that we are here on this earth, the physical earth, spinning around a sun in a gigantic universe? Isn't it miraculous that we are alive at this very moment and we have all this opportunity around us, this beauty around us, these connections to other people? Isn't it wonderful that we can experience life and make what we want of it, that we have the miracle of being able to live from our own free will and create the life we want to have? Those are miracles, because we're so used to spinning around the universe on Earth, we don't really think about it anymore. We're not aware of the miracle. We don't pay attention to it. We don't appreciate the miracle that we are alive right now. And we don't appreciate the fact that we have the freedom to do whatever we want, whatever we want. We have that power of choice. We might perceive so much of our lives as simple and inconsequential because we're used to it. We have miracles all around us, and we don't see them. We're not aware. I'm going to check the comments here. We're tapped into the same field. Yes, miracles exist in so many forms. I find the ability to experience nature as a miracle in itself. It is. And really, when we're in that nature, if we're aware, awareness is everything. If we're aware of what's around us, we see the miracle and the beauty within it. When we think of manifesting miracles, manifesting is the wrong choice of word. And I did that on purpose because, as you'll find out, I chose manifesting because I know people want to know how to manifest the dreams that are coming into fruition. They want to know how to make the impossible come to them. And I use impossible with quotes, okay? My theory is nothing is impossible. They want to know how to make the impossible come to them because, as we would say, it would be a miracle if I got back. You know how that goes. If we're not fully aware of what manifesting really means, what it truly is, we might believe manifesting is wishing for something and it just appears magically. Or we might think if we're manifesting, we're doing some kind of a sideways method of control, trying to force something to happen. And that is the trap sometimes of manifesting. Manifesting, if we're not fully aware, and I'm going to explain it more, of course, if we're not fully aware of what it is, sometimes we use it, try to use it, as a form of control. As humans, we want what we want, and we want it the way we want it. And if we can manifest it that way, we're trying to control it. And this can be limiting. We believe we know what's best for us. And if we're so focused on that one thing we think is best, we may not be open to the unexpected miracle that is even better than we could imagine. Having dreams and goals is awesome. And I always tell people to have that. Have a dream. Have a goal. Take action toward it. That's even more awesome, right? We're doing something about it. We know about connecting with the energy of what you want, visualizing. All of that is excellent. I'm not saying not to do that. Definitely do that. Step into it. Step into all that. You do have the power to create the life you want. And I'm all for that kind of manifesting. But if you want more miracles, are you open to allowing them? Are you open to allowing them to come in? Manifesting isn't controlling or wishing for something. Manifesting is actually moving into a state of being and allowing. We don't create miracles. We don't manifest miracles. But we certainly can create the conditions to help us step into that divine universal energy, the energy of limitless abundance, where we begin to become aware of the miracles, all of the miracles that are around us. And we start to become aware of all those that are ready to appear into our lives at any time. When I was doing the healing on the woman with the brain tumor, I wasn't controlling. I was a channel helping her energy reconnect to that universal energy where healing can happen. We were allowing the energy in. We were surrendering to it. Well, we both had the intention that we wanted her to be physically healed. We did. It was out of our hands. All we could do was our part and trust it was going to work as it should. Simply by doing the healing, we moved into that energy of asking for guidance, asking for the help, taking that action, saying to the universe, okay, we're going to do this healing session. We're hoping that, you know, something's going to happen. We're going to do the best we can. And what we need to do is let it be with no force and no control. And that's what we did. We opened a pathway to healing. I didn't make it happen. We were in the natural flow of life's abundance, allowing the miracle to come. Many times when I do a healing with someone, I tell them, set your intention for what you'd like, and then let it go. Put it out there, let it go, and just experience the healing. Experience the energy flowing through you. See what you notice. See what changes and shifts you might experience. See what comes up in your mind. I do this particularly because I had a person once I was working on for a healing who I could see her. She was just, I want this healed. I want this healed. Please heal me. Please heal me. Please heal me. She was so focused on that. She was missing the experience, and she had limited herself to one particular outcome. And it's best when we're working in that flow of limitless abundance that we are not specifically focused on one thing. I'm going to check your comments again. Yes, and we want it now. I will talk about that, darling. That's an excellent way to frame it. Thank you. Hi, Kristen. How are you doing? Thank you, Colleen. Always love to meet another Colleen. I get excited every time. So what happens in this when we're manifesting a miracle? It's that state of being and allowing. So we allowed in that healing session, we allowed the energy to come through. It's we opened up to it. We welcomed it. We didn't sit there controlling and forcing, please come in right now. Da, 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 da. We didn't do that. We just allowed, okay? Then when we are in a state of being, we are in that being of ourselves, the authenticity. We were living as ourselves as best we can, and you know I talk about that all the time. That's when we're connected to our souls, which is directly a part of the divine universal energy. When we are being ourselves. In that space, we feel our emotions. We are living as ourselves. We're present to the physical world in our joy and our pain. When I had that experience of feeling a baby sitting on my lap when there wasn't a physical baby there, I was in pain that night. I was in pain. I was really upset that this wasn't working. We've been trying for years, pretty much gave up. And my sister-in-law had just called to tell me she was pregnant. So that was, you know, a little bit of a struggle for me. So I was in pain. And I sat there watching this TV mindlessly. But because I was in my pain, I was feeling it. I was being myself. I was feeling the energies. Because of that, again, a pathway opened to a miracle. I didn't create it. I didn't plan it. I didn't have any idea that would happen, but nonetheless, because I was being my authentic self in my pain, the pathway opened, and then I became aware of the divine energy. When I'm being myself, and that is when you feel most like you. It's hard to describe it because we all experience it differently, but for me, I feel more grounded, more centered, more aware of what I really want out of life, who I am. I feel like I'm experiencing life as much as I can. When we're being and allowing, we give up control. We're creating the conditions to step into the energy of a limitless abundance by letting go of control. And that's where the trap comes in with manifesting. Like I said before, sometimes people look at manifesting as I'm going to control this and I'm going to make this happen. When really manifesting is like, I have this idea and I'm hoping for something like this, but if you want to give me something better, I'm really open to it. And I'm just going to let you do all the work. I'll take some steps here and there towards my dream and goal, but I'm going to allow you to help me and allow you to guide me. I'm going to do the best I can to be me in this process. A nice added benefit of that, if you really step into that, you can stop worrying about things. You don't have to worry about it. It's going to take care of itself. You don't have to worry. It's so much better than worrying about things. So what we're doing is in giving up control, we're, yes, Ashley's saying letting go of control is so hard. It is. It is. In giving up control, we are surrendering. When I first heard the word surrendering used in the context of spiritual growth, I was reading it in some book or something, and I had a real resistance to this. Because in my mind, surrendering meant giving up. It's not possible. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to give up. There's no hope. There's no point in trying. There's no point in anything. That was how I took surrender to be. But eventually, I must have been reading a book or something, but eventually I realized that surrendering meant giving up control, allowing the divine energy to guide me, allowing it to be there for me. My favorite right now intention that I'm using, and I've been using it for almost a year now, is I surrender to more good than I can possibly imagine. I have been using that I started it in February, actually, last year. So almost a year I have been doing this and saying this almost every day. I have a sticky on my mirror. I surrender to more good than I can possibly imagine. And that has helped me step into so much. Even though this was a crazy year, I have had so much good and abundance come into my life that it is miraculous to me. When I look at some of the things that happened, how things moved in divine timing, how certain situations came to me, and I didn't really have to do much about these things. They just happened. So surrender is an important concept if we look at it from a more empowering perspective, that we're actually surrendering our worry over, saying, I'm not doing this anymore. And we're surrendering to the good that can help us. Nick is saying surrender also gives us an opportunity to make course corrections more easily, not being locked into a particular outcome. That really opens up possibilities. It does. When we get attached to something, you know, and we want just that, we can't see other options or opportunities. So when we surrender, we open up all the opportunities and we trust we're going to be guided. And I'm going to talk about actually some ideas to help you open that pathway more so you can experience even more miracles. When we're talking about being who we are, being ourselves, we're taking action as we can, and we're allowing the divine universal energy to help us. That opens our awareness, and we connect to more miracles. So being and allowing is really manifesting. So we're going to talk about some ideas to help you, things to think about, to get more miracles. And you know, you probably really don't need these ideas, because you know what? The miracles are going to come anyway. Just like the stories at the beginning that I told you about, I wasn't trying to have a miracle, but because I was being myself, I believe I subconsciously allowed the miracles to come into my awareness. The path was open. But these ideas will help you in other ways as well, because it will help you go deeper in your spiritual journey, and it will help you develop a greater appreciation for the miracles that are all around, and it will open that pathway even further. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is, wait, I should tell you who I am again, because I always forget to do this in the middle, and people are like, Who are you? Why are you talking here? And that's usually on the Lilydale page. So I'm Colleen Vanderzijn, the registered medium at Lilydale. The name of this show is called Embracing Your Essence. It's all about you, being you, who you are at your soul level, and living your best life, the happiest, most joyful life possible. We are talking today about manifesting miracles, which is not really manifesting miracles, but more like allowing miracles. So, first one to think about. Know that miracles are everywhere. The excitement of thinking about manifesting a miracle, because when you think about that, just for a second, and you think, I'm going to manifest this miracle, what happens is you will get excited. You'll think, wow, that's really cool. I can make this happen. But you're not going to make it happen. You're going to allow it to happen. But when you get excited about it, that's your inner being is actually reconnecting to that limitless divine energy of the universal abundance. Okay, that's what's happening. You're actually connecting to it. So when you get excited, you're connected to that energy, the energy of your soul, which is directly connected to the universal energy. When you move into that space where you believe that miracles are everywhere, they're everywhere. They're the unexpected, inexplainable situations become typical. That doesn't mean we're going to make them blasé. We're still going to appreciate, love them, and go, wow, this is crazy. I love this. When we do this, we don't have limits on who we are and how we live or what you want. You won't have limits on it. Where everything in your life is a miracle. And we appreciate all of them, especially those more profound ones that come in, that change our lives, that move us into a different level of awareness, where we see and we understand that there's so much more to life than what we are physically experiencing or what we believe to be true. There's so much more out there. And a miracle can open our eyes to that, to help us see that there's so much more. Okay, the next thing, okay, I'm checking to see comments. Good advice. Well, I won't be doing too much good advice tonight, Kirk. Sorry. Just these things. And hi, Julie. Nice to see you. The next thing to think about is that as we become more aware of the miracles that already surround us, we continue to open that pathway for more. We appreciate the miracles that help us or heal, the miracles that give us joy, wonder, and awe. And as we do this, and we increase that awareness, we become more aware of them, and we're shifting ourselves from the idea that miracles are impossible and embracing the idea that they're everywhere. Where you may have a hopeless situation or you believe it's a hopeless situation and you wonder if a miracle is possible. Now, here's the tricky part, right? So I met another woman who also had brain tumor, and it was at the end of a workshop. She came up to me and asked about healing, and I was explaining to her how it worked, and she was so focused on the physical outcome, logically, and as I would be as well, I'm sure, that she wasn't open to even considering that the healing might be helpful for something else. Maybe she would have needed some kind of a healing that was more of a spiritual healing to recognize that there is something on the other side, or to heal some emotional wounds that she has been experiencing in this physical life. When I said to her that healing can affect all sorts of things, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, she's like, I only want the physical. She was so attached to that, that I wasn't quite sure if it was even a good idea for her to have the healing, because she was limiting herself in so many ways. When we have a miracle, when we want a miracle, we want something really important like that, we have to move into a different way of looking at it. And I'm going to talk more about that. Of course, it's going to cover trust, right? We have to look at it from a different angle and appreciate that they're everywhere there are miracles. Whenever I do a healing with somebody, they always get a healing. It may be what they want or maybe not what they want, but they always get a healing. That's my belief system. That's my experiences. All of it's a miracle. whether they get what they want or whether they get what the universe thinks they need. It's exactly the way it's supposed to be. Okay, so we have to embrace this idea that miracles are everywhere. The next one, of course, is going back to the being you, being authentic, being present to the physical as well as the divine universal energy. When you're being you, you're one with the energy. You're immersed, literally immersed in that natural flow of abundance. Whether you're happy or sad, you're being you. Whether you feel hopeless and helpless or empowered and excited and inspired, you're being you. Whatever it is, you're being you. When you hide yourself, you deny how you're really feeling. You put a big persona out to let other people think you're a certain way. That's hiding. You're not being you. You're not being your authentic self. So being you is really important to move into that universal energy so that more miracles will appear in your life and you'll also appreciate the ones you have. The next one, we're going back to surrender with no control. You're allowing. You don't have to focus on something in particular to manifest it. In surrendering, the miracles will come to you. Somebody out there just said to themselves, because they were thinking about the healing, and they were thinking about, you know, how hopeless a certain situation is, that they want it a certain way. And something we have to remember is that, yes, we can have miraculous healings, physical healings. Anita Morjani, her book, Dying to Be Me, she was at death's door and miraculously recovered fully and completely. And then there are other people who don't have that miracle of healing. This is a big concept here, to being able to surrender and recognize that whatever the result is the way it's supposed to be. Your miracle may be a different miracle. So it's really hard, and I understand this, to not attach to that miracle, okay? So I don't want you to get stuck in there thinking, well, if I can't have this miracle, then no, I don't want anything else. Because there are so many moments of gratitude and appreciation you can have. I can't tell you how many people I've met who have had a serious illness and may still be experiencing it, who said that this was the best their life has ever been, because now they're experiencing those small miracles. They're appreciating it, everything around them. So don't get stuck in that, whoever that was that got stuck there for a second. Don't get stuck there, okay? We're moving into reconnecting to that spiritual energy where you have all the support, the guidance, the love. It's all there, no matter what you're experiencing here in the physical. I'll keep talking, and maybe some more of this, what I'm going to say, is going to help you. So in surrendering, what's going to happen is the miracles will come. Most of the more profound miracles, I would call them, that I experienced seem to come out of the blue. I wasn't wanting anything in particular, and I certainly wasn't trying to create it. You know, I think of a time I was in Cancun when my kids were young. They were probably like, you know, 7 and 9 or 5 and 7, something like that. And we were waiting to cross the street, and I was holding their hands. I was in the middle holding their hands. And the light changed, and I didn't cross the street. I just kept standing there. And I'm usually very fast. You know, the light changes, I'm going. And I didn't. And I even had enough time to think to myself, why am I not crossing the street? And just then, this car went through the red light, totally through the red light, speeding. And if I had stepped into the road 3 seconds earlier, we would have been in the middle of the road when that car went through. That was a miracle. I didn't try to create it or anything. It just happened. But because I was aware, I listened to that inner guidance. So I allowed my awareness without consciously doing it. The concept of having that awareness and allowing myself to connect with it and gave us the miracle. Kathy is saying even death can be a miracle. Yes, and can lead to more miracles. And I probably shouldn't get too deep into that tonight, but yes. So the next one is trusting, and this is so, so important. And you can see the order I did these in, you know, believing they're there, becoming aware of them, being you, surrendering and allowing, and now we go into trust, because in surrendering, we move into trust. These ideas work for everything, not just for manifesting, in quotes, a miracle, okay? These are ideas to help you live your life, any situations you have. They're going to help you. Pick one and just work with that one. I trust. In surrendering, you move into that trust. You're taking action to tell the universe, yes, I'm trusting you. Yep, I'm allowing you to guide me. I'm trusting. And the divine universal energy will take care of you. If you need a miracle, it will come. If you want a miracle, it's right for you. It will come. And whatever happens, you keep trusting. Even if you don't get what you'd hoped for, you implicitly trust no matter what. That can be a challenge, can't it? Because we like being in control. We like wanting what we want. But if we can even a little smidge move into trusting that no matter what happens, it's right. If we can move into surrendering and allowing the universal energy to guide us, it's right. Okay, then the next thing is that asking for help and guidance. Okay, help me or guide me. Not, please bring me this, in exactly this way. Okay, it's bring me what I need and thank you for showing me what it is. You want to be simple. Help me, guide me. Be open. If you're open and you're expecting, you're going to be shown the path. The path will come. It may not be the path you want. We've all had times where we've gone down a path where we thought, well, I wish my life was the way it used to be because it was so much easier back then, and this is really hard. Or I really want to be over here, and now I'm over here, and how do I get back over there? I don't know how to get back over there. It's not working. And so if we surrender and trust, then we can move into that listening to our soul, which is connected, listening to the soul, and then the answers come in the divine timing when you're ready. Just like a miracle, when a miracle happens, it's in divine timing. Those four profound ones I'm talking about, more that way. Humans have their own desired timing, don't we? We want what we want when we want it. Sometimes the timing of things isn't correct. So if you're wanting something and it's not working or you're impatient, this time where it's not working the way you want, it may be an opportunity for you to shift some beliefs. Maybe something needs to change. Or maybe the physical things around you are not in quite the right order. You know, like sometimes people are looking for a partner and, you know, you've been looking for 3 years or 5 years or however many years and you haven't found the right one and it's frustrating and you start to think it's hopeless, there's nobody out there, but maybe the timing isn't right. Maybe you're not really ready to be in a relationship for whatever reason. Maybe you have something else you need to take care of first. Maybe the person you're supposed to be in a relationship with isn't available yet. So we're trusting in the divine timing there. We've all heard how to manifest. You know, know what you want, connect with the energy. And people will tell you to be really specific about the details. This is where there's some communication is lost because being specific with the details is paying attention to how you feel with those details. If you want to manifest a certain house, you can pick out the house you really want, you know, whether it's for sale or not. You can do that, but also go into that feeling of why you want it. You know, it has a lot of windows. Why do you want a lot of windows? Well, you feel better when you have more light in your house, okay? So you want to go with that because sometimes people will get really specific about what they want and they get kind of hung up there. And so, you know, the certain house when maybe there's another one that's even better that has even better windows. I remember this story. It's a great story about somebody who was learning to manifest, and she wanted to manifest a romantic partner who would bring her roses. So she, you know, she focused on that, and she felt it and all this stuff, and she got a guy who was like that, and he brought her roses and roses and roses, but he couldn't carry on a conversation to save his life. And so she had to really kind of adjust that a little bit. So you do want to know what you want, but you got to keep it open for even better. If you are looking for a miracle, how do you know if you are forcing a miracle label onto a random incident? Oh, Steve, I don't believe in random things, except sometimes I call them that in my readings. But everything is as it should be. So we talk about synchronicities and coincidences. Those, I believe, are, it's all in divine order. And if it looks like a miracle, it's a miracle. If you think it's a miracle, take it. Definitely take it. Hard but worth it. Universe isn't limited by my imagination. What a great statement, Tom. Yes, our imaginations, while they can be really fun and crazy and run away with stuff, the universe has a much bigger imagination. So if we can step into that and get out there and ask for some of that, that helps. Another part I feel that gets lost in manifesting is that connection to our being and the divine energy where we completely surrender and trust, you know, where we completely do it. Now, this doesn't mean we don't take action. If there's something we want to move towards or something, you know, so speaking of goals and dreams now, if there's something you want, that doesn't mean we don't take action. But the being part, and it is so interesting since I've been really focused on miracles for quite a while now, I've seen so many things happen that are miracles, and it has gotten to the point where I truly believe that they are everywhere and that they are around us all of the time and that they will come. And the more profound ones will come when we really need it. The specific healing is much more important than a specific thing. And Nick is talking about the when we're manifesting and attaching, not, I don't want to use the word attaching, connecting to the energy of something. Yes, we want to always step into the feeling. The feeling is how we get what we want. Now, all of these things I'm talking about are feelings, ideas of how to live your life, beliefs that you might want to embrace or integrate in your life. You know, it is really hard for humans to give up control. And as you know, in my life, I have been quite the stressed out control freak, trying to keep everything in line and order and everything. And I can tell you that because I've shifted so much about what I believe and I continue to move into trusting and surrendering, I'm certainly not 100% by no means, but I continue to work on that. And I notice whenever I have an emotional reaction to something, I just have to shift my perspective on whatever it is, and that will help me move back. And frequently, it is. I'm trusting that whatever's happening is for the highest and best. I may not like it, and I might hate it. But if I want to move into that trusting, that means I have to trust everything, the good, the bad, the ugly. I have to trust it all. So if we're aware of these ideas I've been talking about, we do open that pathway of being immersed in that divine universal energy of limitless abundance. We're in that. And even if you're not sure you can surrender and trust, it's okay. It's okay because the miracles will come anyway. I believe that Spirit, God, universal energy will help us. And sometimes it has to work a little bit harder from my perspective to get through to us. And I also believe that the more I stay open and allow, be myself, surrender and trust, the more I do those things, the easier it is for the miracles to come in because I'm more aware of them. It's just like when you get an intuitive message. So you get this little flash and it's so subtle and you may not pay attention. You know, you don't really notice it. It just comes through your head. And then maybe it starts repeating and repeating. And then you notice it. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, sorry, wasn't paying attention. Wasn't listening. I wasn't aware. So spirit, universal energy will get through to you one way or another. And if you need the miracle, they're going to be there. And when you're in that universal energy of limitless abundance, when you're in that energy, that is really what life is. It is limitless abundance. Everything you want is already yours. Everything. And I'm not talking just about physical things. I'm talking about other things too. Everything you want. The miracles you seek are already there. Don't get hung up on the details of how you're going to get there or the details of whatever is blocking you. Okay, don't get stuck. Well, it's not working, so obviously it's not there. It's never going to happen because you're stuck on one outcome. You're stuck on how to get there. You got to step back from it and move into that trust. I surrender whatever's happening is the way it's supposed to be. What can I learn from this situation, whatever it is, and get there. Manifesting miracles, in quotes still, is becoming aware of the magical, wonderful, limitless energy that we all belong to, that we already are. We're already there. It is so interesting when we think about this. You know, it's kind of philosophical here. And in some ways, I feel like I'm going in circles a little bit because I probably could have said for the very first sentence, look, we're not going to manifest miracles today. No, we're going to just tell you that you already have the connection and everything's all around you. Boom, done. There you go. Short show for you today. But hearing bits and pieces and steps and different angles and different ideas helps your mind open up to this idea even more, helps you open up to the idea that you are this energy. You are it. Darlene is saying, I think it's my angels when something happens that's good. Yes. And when we talk about angels and guides, so many people, especially when they're first beginning on their spiritual path, they want to know who their guides are. They want to know their angels. And it's our human nature to want to know who, in quotes, is helping us from the other side. And there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing like that. And it's actually kind of fun to do because it makes it more like you're communicating with a friend. For many of us who grew up in a traditional religion, God is this big, you know, omnipotent being that we are to bow down to and not be connected to. So if we grew up in that religion, that kind of religion, it's hard for us to shift those foundational beliefs and recognize that God is all around and we are actually a part of God. And if you don't like the word God, substitute whatever word you like, energy, universal energy, spirit. You know, we're all a part of this energy, and I think we can all agree there is an energy that permeates everything. So within that, if we have guides and angels, it's like we're taking a guide or angel, somebody who's on the other side in that energy, and having them be our friend and have them guide us. I was doing a reading with somebody once, and the Virgin Mary literally came through, and I was like, whoa, this is craziness. And it was amazing to feel that energy that came through. And I said to this woman, I was talking to a physical woman, I said, do you know that the Virgin Mary is like a guide for you? And she said, oh, yeah. I said, okay, good. Whew, good. And you know, so we talked about that a little bit more. And for some of us who, again, have grown up in those traditional religions, it's almost blasphemous here. It's like, ah, blasphemy to, you know, think that we can directly talk to Jesus, that we can directly talk to Mary, that we can directly talk to God as who a personified God that we have been taught is there. And it's not, because we're a part of it at all times. Ashley's asking, how do we know who our guides are? Yeah, hold on a minute, Ashley. I'm going to look and see what Mick said, and I'll come back to guides in a second. As with quantum physics, everything we desire already exists as waves. We just need to be ready for it to become particle and manifest in the physical. Yes, that's very scientific, Mick. Yes, so it's already there, you know. So he says it science-wise. My son-in-law, to be, is a scientist, and he'll say things to me in science words, and I'll just go in English for me. So it's already out there, and it will come. It's coming. It's right there. It's here already. So how do we know who our guides are? Let's see what time it is. How am I doing today? What time? Oh, not too bad. Okay. So if you want a guide, if you feel like you need a guide, if you feel there's an angel around you, some people embrace that idea. Some people don't. It is fun to play with the idea. What I like to do when I'm teaching people how to find a guide or connect with a guide is actually a meditation, which doesn't do because it might take a little too long. If you guys want, I could do that next time, a meditation. It's this really cool meditation to connect with your guide and get, or a guide, I should say, and get guidance. That's so funny. We're going to connect with a guide. We get guidance. No kidding, right? But anyway, yes. Steve, time doesn't matter. Keep talking. And that's another thing I thought about talking about was time. as well, how to do a time warp. I've got lots of ideas. Anyway, keep talking. According to this, I have... Ashley just liked that. I'm thinking about it right now. I should do this. I don't know. Well, anyway, I'll talk about guys for a second more. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So, okay, I'm going to do it, I guess. So if you want to, so if you guys want to go and connect with a guide, we are going to The Keys of Enoch. I wonder if I have that book or if somebody just told me about it. I'll have to check it out. Anyway, if you guys want to connect with a guide tonight, we'll do this meditation. I may make it a little bit shorter just because I don't want to go too crazy, or maybe I won't. I don't know. If I'd stop talking and start, well, we would know, right? Okay, so what you want to do, if you want to connect with a guide, just close your eyes, and you just want to really relax. Okay, you just want to relax. Just do some deep breathing, connect in with your body, make sure your body's relaxed. You might want to do a quick scan through your body. Notice if you have any areas of tension. Okay. And then you just want to breathe into that with the intention of relaxing, okay, if you have any tension. I just want you to be as relaxed as possible before we start this. You're just going to relax. Just keep breathing. And our intention is to open up and be and allow a guide to come to us. They're not going to come right now, okay, but you just want to have that intention that you will meet a guide. So you want to open to that. Okay, and so what I want you to do with your eyes still shut, I want you to visualize yourself standing someplace outside where it's beautiful and it's comfortable. The temperature is perfect. You're in a place where there's a field right in front of you. The grass is tall. You can see trees spread out in various places there. You can hear a slight breeze just blowing the grass, and you can hear the grass moving a little bit. You can hear birds chirping away. It's just the most beautiful. It's like the perfect summer day where you just feel so free, so open. You're so relaxed. You have nowhere to be. You're just wandering around, perfectly comfortable. And as you're standing there, you notice there's a path off to your left, just slightly off to your left. It's a dirt path, and it heads into this field of grass. It's probably about a foot and a half wide, maybe 2 feet. And you look at it, and as you're looking, you notice on the bottom of this dirt path, there's a bunch of little flowers sprinkled here and there along the edge. A couple small rocks, nothing dangerous or anything, just there. And you think, this is a wonderful path. I wonder where it leads. So you step on this path and you start walking. And as you're walking, you're really enjoying the day. It's just a beautiful day. The sky is blue, but you're not too hot. The sun isn't beating down on you. You're just comfortable. You're listening to the birds as you walk, and you're feeling so relaxed. And as you keep walking, the path just gently curves over to the right a little bit, and then it comes back again to the left. And you're just walking, looking down, looking up, looking around, noticing as some birds fly by. And just ahead, you see there's this area of, it looks like a little clearing, and there are some small trees and small bushes. So you've got some trees off there and some bushes. And as you're getting closer, you notice that there's this pond there, and it's just a small pond. And as you step right to the edge of this small clearing, it looks really magical. You see this small pond, and within the pond, you see those lilies that are in the water. You see some grass coming out of it. There are some fish swimming in there. There's trees off to the side. And then you notice there's a bench sitting right there next to the water. And it looks so peaceful and relaxing, and it's so comfortable. So you walk over and you sit on the bench, and you just look at the water and the tree around you. And you shut, you've got your eyes and you're watching and you're looking, and all of a sudden to the left, you see it's kind of misty over there, kind of like fog. And as you're looking at that, you're curious, why does it look like that? And you start noticing there's a figure coming out from the mist. And as this figure comes out closer, you notice you're starting to feel like you're anticipating meeting someone you've known forever. You're not sure who it is yet, but you know it's somebody you know. And you're watching this figure appear, and you're noticing what they're wearing, how they're dressed, if they have clothing, or what they look like. You're noticing everything about them, how tall they are, how they walk. And as they get closer, you notice the smile, and it's almost as though they're glowing. And you smile, and you're really excited, and you're like, hi, I've been waiting to talk to you for so long. And they're saying, well, I'm here now. And they come over, and they sit right next to you. And you turn and look at them. And you say, I'm really happy to see you. And I'm so thankful that you've been there for me throughout my life. I'm so happy you've been there. What do you want to tell me? What would be the most important thing I need to know right now? And then just breathe and listen, and I'll stop talking. And just listen and see what impressions you get. And as you're there, sitting next to this person who is a guide, this being, this spirit is who is a guide for you, you thank them, and they say to you, don't worry, we're always here for you, and we can communicate, and we can continue this conversation further. And you can come back here to this space at any time. And you thank them for what they've told you so far. And you know that you'll get even more information. And then you ask, if it's something you want to know, you ask, is there a word or something that I can call you? Is there a name? Would you like me to call you by a certain name? Ask them if there is a name that comes. And just listen to see if something comes to you. And so we can start to wrap this up a little bit. Thanks, Em, again for coming. And if you intend to talk to them more later, feel free to connect in later. Take notes if you got something important in there. So what we want you to do is you're going to stand up. They're going to stand up. You're going to feel their energy around you, embracing you. You feel their energy. You feel the empowered energy, the peace, the joy, the love. You feel it. And then your guide just turns and kind of fades away back into the mist. And you look around this space, and then you step back on that path and head back out through the field. And as you're walking through the path, you realize you feel lighter, you feel connected, you feel like you know more about yourself, you feel like you have that guide, that person, that spirit who is going to be there and provide you with more guidance. And it seems like the day is even better and brighter now. And as you're walking, you're happy and you're relaxed. And just as you reach the end of the path, you take a deep breath and you feel gratitude for everything that you experienced and that everything you will experience. And if you haven't opened your eyes up yet, you can open your eyes. And that was interesting. Interesting, wasn't it? It was a little faster. Normally, I might have taken more time, but I actually got stuff just as even as I was doing it. So, Julie heard I heard you are loved. Yes, and it is interesting to think about, you know, that you can always go back to that place, and as you go back there, add more detail. Put in the details of what feels right to you. So when you get to that clearing, what is it? What would make you feel like, oh, this is the most peaceful place in the world where this is magically connected to that universal energy? You know, in other words, you're basically creating your own personal portal to that energy. And the more you create it and step into it, the easier and quicker you'll be able to get into it. You might be able to say, okay, I'm going to my place right now, and boom, you'll be there and just and breathe and relax, you know, and then you might even want to try, and if something else to do, looking in the water and seeing if you get a message there. So there are so many things you can get doing something like that. So we digress a little bit from miracles, but in a way not. Because it's all about connecting with that energy, and that just gets you back in the energy again, right? And Julie heard the name Grace. Yeah, fun. It's always fun to do things like that. And in a group format, even though we're online, we're still in a group, so we have the energy of a group, we can go even deeper and create even more with that. The energies merge, even in this situation. Isn't that fun? Ah, yes. You guys are very welcome. After I met my newest guide, I skipped away. Yes. Oh, I love it. Skipped away. I just love that. Yes. Okay. Well, awesome. So you could go through it again. And if you don't remember, just go to the end, the last 12 minutes of this, and then you'll be able to reconnect, even though it's a little bit on the faster side. So thank you so much for joining me today. And if you don't know who I am, I'm Colleen Sanderson. Next week, it is likely I will not be live. I'm not sure. I am driving to Florida this weekend. And so it just depends on how things flow in my head. And if I get there, I'll be able to prepare enough to do a show. So I may or may not be here next week. But I'll let you know, as usual. And for those of you who are in my coaching program, we will start next week on Thursday. And if you're interested in that, go to my page, Colleen Van Der Zijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. Pinned right to the top is a link to the information. You can read more about it there. Okay, tonight is pretty much the deadline, though, of course, I'd probably extend it if somebody asked. But anyway, there you go. So thank you for staying with me, especially because we went a little bit over. But hey, bonus time, that's all good. So you guys have a most wonderful night, and I will see you next time. Bye. Ah, nice.
Keep going.
What's the matter, baby? Did you need some attention? Did you need some attention? Okay, that worked. That worked. Okay, be careful, baby. Be careful. Don't knock my stuff down, okay? Oh, yeah, I gotta do that. Thank you.